أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sometimes when we're facing difficult times, it seems like there's no end in sight. And each day keeps on coming and it's just the same thing again. And we're like waiting and waiting and we're thinking, when is this going to end? For a believer, for somebody who has iman, they know that Allah is in charge. And for every difficulty that comes our way, there is going to be a time when that difficulty is gone and we'll find what we're looking for. Allah in the Quran tells us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He says, be patient because Allah does not waste the reward of those who do good. There's a story I want to share with you that goes along with this ayah and teaches us a message about it. There's a great scholar by the name of Allama Amini. He wrote this one book called Al-Ghadir, and it's considered like one of the most important books that proves that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the successor, the rightful successor after the Prophet, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him to be the Imam. So when he was writing this book, he wanted to collect some old books where he could use them to show and prove that this was the case. He would find, for example, a hadith that were written in these books, and then he would put them in his book. There was one time where he really needed this one book, which was hard to find. And he was in the city of Najaf at that time, and wherever he went to, he couldn't find that book. So he was stuck, but he really needed the book in order to complete his book. So he goes to the haram of Imam Ali alayhi salam and he does his ziyarah and he starts to ask him. He says, O Imam, I'm writing this book for your sake. I need this one work in order to complete this book. So help me find it. And he was doing tawassul to the Imam, asking him for his help. And then he happened to see this one farmer come to the haram of Imam Ali, and he came to ask his haja, to ask his request of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he overhears him saying that, O Imam, I have a cow and the cow is sick. Can you please do something and cause this cow to be healed? So Allama Amini is making his dua and the farmer is making his dua. Allama Amini goes home and one day after another passes and he can't find the book. After a week, he's feeling frustrated. He's thinking that, where can I get this book? I really need it in order to complete my book. So he goes back to the haram of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And as he's there, he happens to see the same farmer come back again. And the farmer goes to the haram and goes to the dhari of the Imam. And he tells him, O Imam, thank you. Thank you for healing my cow. Of course, the Imam alayhi salam does what he does with the power of Allah. Allah is the one who gave the Ahlul Bayt that position, and everything that they have is from Allah. So Allama Amini is looking at the farmer and he's seeing how he got his cow cured, and he's thinking to himself that, well, what about the book that I was looking for? So he became sad, he started to cry, and he's thinking that I'm asking for the sake of the Imam and I'm not getting what I'm looking for. And he's kind of thinking that maybe his dua is going to be rejected. He goes home and he's so kind of upset and sad, he doesn't even eat anything. And when he goes to sleep at night, he sees a dream. And in his dream, he sees Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he asks the Imam, he says that, Oh Imam, I've been coming to you, I want this book, it's for your sake, so I can complete that book, Al-Ghadir, for you. The Imam alayhi salam tells him, but then he says to him, why is it that the farmer got what he wanted right away? So the Imam alayhi salam tells him that the farmer's iman is weak, and that's why we gave him what he needed fast. But we know that you, Allama Amini, your iman is strong and you know how to be patient. So be patient and you'll get what you need. Soon afterwards, after he had woken up from the dream and some time had passed, there was a knock on the door of Allama Amini's home. And it happens to be his neighbor. His neighbor was somebody who used to build things. He was a builder. So his neighbor tells him that we've built a new house. It's bigger. We're going to be moving into it. But in the process of moving our stuff into the new house, we came across this book. And my wife told me that, you know, you're not going to be able to make use of this book, but maybe our neighbor, Allama Amini, he might be able to make use of this book. So here I've come to give it to you as a gift. So Allama Amini accepted it from him and thanked him for it. He dusted off, it was so like unused, it was like all dusty and everything. And he dusted off the cover and he saw, lo and behold, it was exactly the book that he was looking for. And so in that way, after some time, what he was looking for, he did get. What is the lesson from the story? The lesson is the importance of being patient. We're facing difficult times right now and it can be very frustrating, and especially when we don't know when it's going to end. But we have to be patient. We have to know that we're not alone. Inshallah, one day will come which is better for us. And we have to make sure that we keep our iman strong and not give up and realize that this is this test. And inshallah, whatever is in the future for us is better than whatever we have right now. Let's use the example of great scholars like Allama Amini, and of course those that inspired them, who is the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to always have sabr in the times of difficulty. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.